It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome back. You are in touch with the next room. My name is Jane Asher. It is my pleasure to have you here today. This is going to be such a cool show. Energy, connection, serendipity, alchemy, just the vibe of having someone reach out through social media. I did not know this woman, and I got this really cool message from her. And then we started like emailing back and forth, and then she read The Next Room, and then she had listened to the podcast, and then I find out that she's written a book, and her book is, it's so cool to read a book that aligns with my thought process and all the messages that I have been receiving through my mom, and to have this woman be connecting with her son. And she's receiving the messages, and they are so similar, but they're different because Aaron is, connecting with his mom, and my mom is connecting with me, and they have different ways of describing their experience from the next room, but their experiences are very similar. So my guest today is Camille Dan. She is the author of Aaron's Energy. It's an unexpected journey through grief and the afterlife with my brilliant son. All proceeds of her book sales go to mental health and addiction research and different organizations that help with bereavement. And it's just such a cool book. And I've got all kinds of notes because as I'm reading it, I was reading it on my laptop. I had to pull up my notes because I'm like, normally I would be highlighting a book, but I didn't have a hard copy of it yet. Camille, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jane. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I'm really happy to have you here, and I am so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I related to so much that you said in the book about, becoming depressed. You know, you took this writing course and you're being around all these other people and you're being encouraged to write, but it was depressing for you. And I know the feeling because so many of my shows are centered around loss and grief. And I said to my husband a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, I don't know if I can do any more of these shows because it's been a lot of loss lately. But then a day later, I'm like, no. I'm helping people. This is important. I need to realize that everything that I'm doing is for the betterment of humankind. And I have to get out of my own way. And but it is hard. Grief is a tough one. Let's talk about Aaron. You lost your son, and shortly after you lost your son, you started receiving messages, which is awesome. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So in September of 2019, which isn't that long ago, my son transitioned in a tragic accident. I was in a state of shock for quite a while after that. And not too long after, a friend of mine came over and she's had some clairvoyant experiences. I guess the clairs, the list of all the clairs, clairvoyance, clairaudience. She's also had some automatic writing experiences, which is channeled writing. And she wasn't sure if she should bring a note that she believed was from Aaron to me so soon after, but she decided to do it. And when I saw the note, I couldn't believe what was in it. There were things in the note that she couldn't have possibly known, and we're very close friends, but you don't tell everybody all your kids' business. Sure. he was an adult. He was 31 at the time. And the next day, there's still an ongoing investigation. So I don't know yet all the circumstances, and COVID has caused a lot of the delays in the investigation. So we met with the detectives the next day, and one of the detectives said something that was word for word in the note my friend wrote. Oh, and I immediately forgot everything else he said when he said, when I heard word for word from the note. So, yeah. And then, you know, I had been a skeptic, before, you know, I came from a science nursing background and believed that, you know, I was open enough to, you know, mediumship and psychic phenomenon. I even had an out of body experience while I was pregnant with Aaron, and I knew what it was. But I thought it was something, you know, the brain, it was something to do with a center of the brain, and it wasn't yet discovered how it all happened. Anyway, so in my state of shock, I thought, well, you know, I want to find it somewhere peaceful. So I thought, let's go to the cottage. So we got in the car and we started driving to the cottage, and it was October. And, you know, the colors of the leaves up here, you being from Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
You know how beautiful the leaves are in the fall.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm, you know, kind of drifting off. I'm not the driver. I'm the passenger. I'm kind of drifting off, gazing at these beautiful colors. And all of a sudden, like grief does, it hit me like a tidal wave. Aaron's never going to see this again. Mm. And instantly I heard his voice. He said, I do see it, Mom. I see the leaves. I see all the colors. I can't describe the colors to you. They're beyond words, beyond description. I see the energy that the trees are emitting. Mm. And I look around the car. It was as if he was in the car with us. Like, you know, it was so much his voice and his presence. And I look around, nobody else noticed it. So I didn't say anything. I'm thinking, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm making this up in my head. That was the first time I heard him speak to me in his voice. And from that point on, he started telling me, you know, in more and more detail as he spoke to me, how energy works, what the afterlife is like, what it's like for him, what our relationship is now. I still, to this day, I'm in awe of it. I of course gave up on my disbelief a while ago now. And I wrote the book about what he told me, and he continues to, he just keeps telling me things, and I keep journaling what he's telling me. So,
yeah. And it reads, it's a journal. It is your journal. You have every single day you write, and he also is communicating with you, and he's letting you know when your energy is blocking him, and he'll say, it's not a good day. You're too confused. You know, we'll pick this up when you're in a better space. And what I was so amazed by and what I loved was he was talking about always bringing it back to the energy and the flow, and that we are all connected, and yes, that, you know, it's just this constant flow. They change forms. You cannot get rid of energy, and he is with you now. And so, and he's giving you these just extraordinary lessons. When you were going through part of the process, you said something on page 70, you said that you weren't Aaron's mom anymore. Talk to me about that. You didn't feel as though you were Aaron's mom anymore.
Yeah. So, you know, grief can be very confusing. It really plays with your mind. My understanding is that in the early stages of grieving, our brains are protecting our hearts. Mm. And information is filtering through. So imagine if you took it in all at once. Mm. I mean, I definitely wouldn't be here if I took it in all at once. Sure. So I had these thoughts that I'm not going to be Aaron's mom anymore. He's gone, you know, and that was the grief talking to me. I had some days where I couldn't even move. I couldn't even get up. And just when I think back on it, in fact, I don't remember a lot of it. You know, grief also it affects your memory. It affects your ability to make decisions. And there were times where I felt like, damn, I woke up this morning, didn't want to, you know? Yeah. So that was all part of that, not feeling like I'm not his mom anymore. Before he really started to explain to me that I am his mom, I always was his mom, and I always will be.
Right. Yeah, this part from the book, you said, I don't even know the depth of my hurt. Please don't help me find it. I'll find it when I'm ready, not when you are. I have to find myself before I can find the extent of my pain. I don't know what comforts me, so how can you know? I can't help you. Wow. That's just, you know, it's beautiful as much as it is painful. In his accident, so he has this tragic accident, were you able to communicate with him and say, help me out, tell me what happened?
Yes. Yes, I have been able. It took me a long time to get to that point in my grieving where I could even think about his accident. You know, there were was a lot of time that I just tried to imagine that he's just gone on a trip and he'll be back, you know? So, you know, thinking about his accident would force me to face that he had passed. And sometimes you can't face it. But one day I asked him, I said, Aaron, what happened? What were you feeling? What was happening with you? And he told me, he said he woke up and it was dark everywhere. Everywhere he looked, it was completely dark. And all of a sudden in the distance, a circle of light appeared. And it was a circle like, remember the sparklers on the 4th of July that we used to spin around when we were kids? Yeah. He showed me that image, that's what the circle of light looked like. He said, and it was the only thing there, so I went towards it. And he said, and as I got close to it, I could feel my grandmother's energy in that light. And I knew she was there, and I went into it.
Wow. That is so beautiful. Unbelievable. If you're listening to us right now, Camille Dan is my guest. Aaron's Energy, It's an Unexpected Journey Through Grief and the Afterlife with My Brilliant Son. And the cool thing too, how did you come to the part where you're like, I'm just going to write this, put it out there, and then donate the proceeds? I mean, that's incredibly generous. Being an independent author myself, I know the amount of, you know, blood, sweat, tears, and finances that go into self-publishing. So I'm impressed. Good for you. You're putting back into the system.
Well, thank you. It took a little time. You know, the first thing I did was I started journaling, partly on the advice of my friend who brought me that note. She said, write things down or you will forget. And I knew she was right because I was forgetting everything. And so I started journaling, you know, just about my grief. Mm-hmm. And so originally it was for my own therapy, you know, it was cathartic. And, you know, it's true that writing your feelings does help. And that's what I was experiencing. Well, once I started hearing from Aaron, I decided to include that in my journaling. And the more I went forward with it, the more I started to realize, well, you know, it's helping me. It might help somebody else.
Right.
And especially this stuff that Aaron's telling me. And plus, he was telling me things about how the universe works and what afterlife is like. And I thought, well, I can't just keep this all to myself. Mm-hmm. You know, this is really important. And the things some of the things he was telling me, I would go and find in a physics book somewhere. And sure enough, you know, some of what he told me has already been discovered and is written about by physicists and scientists. And so anyway, I just, the more I went, the more I felt that, you know, maybe I should tell some people about what I'm experiencing. So I did. Well, next thing I knew, people were opening up to me that mm-hmm. they were experiencing similar things. So I realized that sharing our stories, you know, gets people talking and opens people's minds.
Right.
And then Aaron told me, you should do a book, Mom. You should do this as a book. And wow. I talked to him. So sure, we have course. These conversations like you and your mom, right? Mm-hmm.
and everyone in the next room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, Aaron, no, nobody's going to want to read my story. And I'm not even a writer. I've never written a book. Don't worry about it, Mom. You'll be fine. You know, you'll write. Well, you know, so then eventually I thought I had so much written down and I was thinking, well, how am I going to do this as a book? I opened my email the day I thought that, and you know how you get spam emails?
Sure.
That you are not supposed to open mm-hmm. and you know, you're not supposed to open. Well, I opened it and it had my horoscope in there, and it's in my book, at the end of my book, what the horoscope said about publishing a book. And I'm like, okay, I'm mm-hmm. doing it.
Wow.
And, you know, I just felt that, you know, as far as publishing, I knew nothing about publishing and I wasn't confident in myself as a writer. So I found out how to self-publish. I went on Google and Kindle Direct Publishing came up and I followed all the steps and wow. next thing I knew I clicked and it was up. It was on.
And, that is awesome.
Yeah. And I just thought, you know, this is really Aaron. Aaron really
guided that,
wrote this book and mm-hmm. he guided me through the whole thing. And this is Aaron's project. So I gave it the title Aaron's Energy. And, you know, Aaron in his life was a truly brilliant young man. I mean, even in his, you know, the youngest, when he started talking, he just came out with this stuff that was just so beyond his years. I thought of him and I used to call him an old soul. And what I've learned is that many of our children who have transitioned young are similar. They, wow. they are wise beyond their years. And so there's something in that that says to me that they've been around a really long time and they came into this world at a different level. And we all do. We all come in at different levels of where we are on the other side. Mm-hmm. And so I just felt that the right thing to do was to honor Aaron and honor his memory and honor the person, the generous, kind, giving, sensitive person. And I thought, well, this is going to charities that honor my son and what he stood for. And there was no doubt in my mind that that part of it was going to happen.
Wow. That's so cool. Explain to me how the connection came to be when you felt like you could actually share this with your rabbi, because that was a big deal. Because you're thinking, yeah. I've flipped my lid here.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, that was surprising. One of the initiatives that I decided to honor Aaron with is an initiative for young people at the synagogue where he loved to go. He loved our rabbi. And they had these in-depth conversations. Again, I don't know where Aaron got all this from. And the rabbi, he would shock the rabbi with his ability to cite and reference from the Torah. And so I decided, you know, that would be a place that Aaron would like to give. So I called up the rabbi, but I thought I better tell him about all this other stuff because maybe they won't want it from, you know, that source. And two rabbis came over and we sat down and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get to the part where I'm going to tell them about all this communication across the veil with Aaron. And I told them, you can stop me if any of this, you know, you don't want to hear any more of this. Anyway, we talked for, I'm going to say, probably 2 hours in total. And I started telling them about how Aaron explains how energy works in the universe, how he explains God, how he explains love being the source of creation of energy. And I paused, and one of the rabbis asked me if I had ever studied Kabbalah. And I said, no, I haven't studied Kabbalah. And honestly, I don't go to synagogue regularly, which they already knew. And he said, well, this is not what we teach during sermons at synagogue. He said, this is the essence of Judaism.
Wow.
And Aaron was teaching me all of this stuff. Sure enough, I looked it up in a Kabbalic source, and there it was.
Oh, you go, Aaron.
Yeah.
Man, I could talk to you forever, and we're going to continue this conversation because we're going to collaborate on some future projects, and I'm very excited. I do want to read a little piece at the very end. Camille Dan is the author of Aaron's Energy. It's an unexpected journey through grief and the afterlife with my brilliant son. Proceeds are going to mental health and addiction research and different causes. Do yourself a favor and pick this up. It reads super easy, even though I'm old school. I need to purchase a copy because I've got to hold it. You know, I've got to hold it and flip through the pages and get my highlighter out, because so many times I'm like, wow, well, mom said that, but she just said that in a different way. My mother you know, old school, you know, she was 83 when she transitioned, and her energy and the way that she would describe things was very Betty Asher, just like, you know, Aaron was describing it his way. But boy, oh boy, was there symmetry all over the place.
Oh yeah. I loved reading your book and what your mother said. There was so much in it that sounded like Aaron, what Aaron was saying. And you know, I had to reach out to you.
Well, it's like many doors, right? It, you know, it crosses all boundaries, all religions, all beliefs, because we are all connected, you know, according to what I've been shown and told. And here's what Aaron says. Mom, this is her son, Aaron, speaking. Mom, everyone is a significant part of the whole eternal story. There is not, nor has there ever been, one person, animal, instinct, insect, plant, molecule, or atom that has not been an essential part of our universe. Every bit of energy that makes up everything is timeless, loving, creating, and recreating. Not one manifestation is of more value than the other. Not one part can be taken away. Ugh, our love is forever. We are one. So, so beautiful. And I'm like, okay, mom told me that only in her words. So where do we go from here? Here you are, Camille Dan, you were a skeptic. Your beautiful son, Aaron, transitions and he starts educating you from beyond the next room, behind the veil, whatever you want to call it. Where do you go from here?
Well, Aaron was always educating me in life. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised in afterlife. and he will keep educating me. Where do I go? I've continued to journal since I wrote the book. He's continued to give me messages. He loves to jump in on conversations and and clarify things for me. And so I've started another book. And it's growing and growing, as you're aware. So I'll include more of my journaling in that book, more of what Aaron has taught me. Just going with the flow, following Aaron's breadcrumbs, and with the knowledge that we are together. I can't see him. I can't touch him. I can't hear him. I can hear him, but I can't hear him in the physical three-dimensional space that I live in now. But we'll be together. We always have been, and we always will be. So I can look forward to seeing him when I cross over, and I don't fear that as a result of all this. So, so I guess that's where I'm going.
I love it. It's a great journey. Aaronsenergy.com is where you can find Camille Dan. Connect with her through social media. Go on her website. Please purchase the book. She is a generous of heart. And obviously, Aaron is sending these beautiful messages to his mom to help all of us to understand and kind of work through those unexpected moments. Because grief is, we all experience it on one level or another throughout our life. And I was just at another memorial service, scattering ashes of one of my best friends. And we were discussing that and how, all of the emotions that come through when someone leaves to go to the next level, right? And one of the things we were discussing is when you grieve so deeply, it's almost an honor because you know you've loved so deeply. So that was our takeaway after sharing wonderful stories about my friend the other day. So doesn't take away the pain or the anger or the frustration, but you just have to learn how to live with that grief. So
absolutely.
Well, Camille, thank you so much. Anything in closing that you'd like to add?
One thing I wanted to say that Aaron told me is that we are all together, that the energy of the universe flows throughout all dimensions of the universe, including through us, that everything is comprised of energy. All matter is made up of energy, vibrating and flowing at different rates. And one thing he said to me after I wrote the book was that love is the energy source of all creation. And he said that love is everything. Everything else is a derivative.
Love is the energy source of all creation. On that note, it is a wrap. Camille Dan, thank you so much. Aaron's Energy, aaronsenergy.com to find out more about Camille and to purchase her book and to kind of follow her story and Aaron's story. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Next Room. I will be back next week.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.